Welcome to As It Was, Tales from the Mythical State of Jefferson. It's certainly true that gold attracted thousands of European-rooted settlers to southern Oregon, who took a lot of ore from the streams and rivers. But can it really be true that gold was used as street paving and railroad ballast? In 1902, the Southern Pacific Railroad contracted for gravel from a pit east of Gold Hill while rebuilding and repairing track in the Rogue Valley. A curious Medford resident collected a bucket of the gravel and panned $2.50 in gold dust. The Medford Inquirer newspaper said, "Few railroads ever can afford to ballast their track with gravel worth $100 a ton." Less than a decade later, Medford was paving its streets and got sand for the cement from tailings left from the Op Mine stamp mill operation near Jacksonville. Curious company employees found that it panned out at about a dollar a ton. That's not bad, considering the contractor was paying only 50 cents a ton for the sand. The Medford Mail Tribune reported, "Medford will have golden streets, partially at least." Medford wasn't alone. In 1910, Jacksonville paved its sidewalks with the same gold-laced sand. Today's episode of As It was written by Alice Mullally, edited by Kernan Turner, and produced by Raymond Scully. I'm Shirley Patton. As It Was is a co-production of JPR and the Southern Oregon Historical Society. To share stories or to learn more about the series, visit asitwas.org.